Welcome to Safety Culture Excellence, brought to you by ProAct Safety, the leader in the world of safety excellence. And now for your host, Sean Galloway.
Safety culture. So much controversy. In my column in OH&S Magazine, an article of mine was published March 2013 titled, "Stop Trying to Create a Safety Culture." It created a lot of buzz, but not until I posted it recently to the groups I belong to in LinkedIn. There's a word limit in group comments, so to reply to some great feedback and discussions, I've organized my thoughts here. Do I think we should stop creating safety culture? Yes. Safety culture, or what we call it at least, already exists, good, bad, or indifferent. You only create the culture when you are first gathering people together from different backgrounds, e.g. experiences, employers, communities, and start aligning them to accomplish something. Only then, when the business opens the doors, are you focusing on the creation of a culture. Even that statement could be disagreed with, and that cultural influences were already imposed on people. Perhaps creation starts in the home. Perhaps culture safety starts with the responsibility of the parents as their children are entering the working world. That could be an interesting discussion. The business culture is created after people have grown accustomed to working together. Could the safety, production, quality, leadership elements be better? Sure, always. If someone thinks otherwise, they are breathing their own exhaust. The only way we advance is to believe there will always be a better way. I've yet to find a company that only the improvement in safety culture, which most of us agree is just a term used to provide an understanding and structure to bring focus and provide bookends to manage within, that only a focus on safety culture would benefit safety. If there are opportunities for the aspects, characterizations, the capabilities that shape safety to be improved, there are always opportunities for these to enhance all aspects of business performance. What of multiple or subcultures? I do believe there will be subcultures within cultures to mid to large size organizations and very disorganized smaller firms. I've heard, and to a point agree, that a bit of autonomy is healthy as long as it contributes to the organizational vision and goals. However, I do not agree with the benefit of multiple safety cultures unless the company dictated safety culture is ineffective. I'd have to do research, but there was a study I read about 5 to 7 years ago that said every time you speak to your direct supervisor, your blood pressure increases. Now, how does that create alignment in aspects of culture if there are medical reactions when an individual speaks with different levels of the business? What I do think is counterproductive is to completely discount the term and how it is used in commonplace in today's businesses. I hear and see people saying that it shouldn't be used. Safety culture. In my opinion, these people are out of touch with today's senior executive. Telling them they are wrong will turn them off to a new way of thinking. Of course, it will take new information and experiences to help those who already own the overall culture to see the realities of safety culture. But just naysaying without a comprehensive alternative is just spreading pointless negativity. For example, there are several in the safety field that are psychologists that several years back strongly discouraged and disliked the use of the term habit, as it wasn't scientific enough. Habit is a common term that provides great understanding and helps as a vehicle for important messages about safety. Terry Mathis and I took a well-thought-out risk with our book published in 2013 by Wiley with using the term safety culture in the title. The book is more about company culture and how to strengthen it overall, but we realized that if we want to influence those responsible for it, the business leaders, we have to provide it in a manner that might appeal to those that are serious about improving safety performance and culture. Keep in mind, it was not a self-published book, so the goal was not to become a bestseller for profit. We are honored when it did on Amazon, and the best feedback we received from executives that they saw how it could be used in all aspects of business culture. Exactly our goal, provide ideas for internally led improvement. If we are unwilling to accept new common terms and learn how to work with them to advance thinking, behavior, processes, and results, we are working against ourselves and the new generations, their habits, points of view, and language. Heck, I'm still trying to understand twerking. Side note, I wrote this in MS Word as connectivity is limited where I am, and the Word program didn't recognize the term twerking. Neither do I.
For more information on this topic or how we help lead individuals and organizations towards excellence in performance and culture, visit us at proactsafety.com.